he has 1,600 employees. He's only having a problem with one of them.
That's what Governor Gary Herbert says about John Nord. The head of Utah's Department of Transportation has come under fire in recent days over his termination of UDOT Civil Rights Manager Denise Graham.
John Nord is an extraordinary individual, probably one of the best in America when it comes to construction of roads.
UDOT fired Graham last year after accusing her of leaking information about the I-15 core project contract, a process that was mired in controversy and led to a $13 million payout to the losing bidder. A judge later ordered the agency to rehire her, which it did. But in order for her to receive payback, Nord asked Graham to sign a letter to the Democratic Party, asking it to stop publicizing her story. That didn't please Herbert, who acknowledged at his news conference that he wasn't happy with how it was handled. But he still accused Utah Democratic Party Chairman Jim DeBacchus of politicizing the issue.
It's a political year, and politics are a part of the environment we live in. If somebody jaywalks and crosses against the light on South Temple, I expect Jim DeBacchus will call a press conference and want to know how come I didn't prevent that, what am I going to do to prevent it in the future.
You know, the governor has a hard time being a leader. You know, you never hear the governor say, that's a problem, I'm responsible, I'm going to get it fixed. Harry Truman said, the buck stops here. Governor Herbert says, I don't know where the buck stops, but it's certainly not at my desk.
Earlier this week, Alliance for a Better Utah called for Nord to be fired. Beyond receiving payback for the year she was unemployed, Graham is still looking to be compensated $50,000 in attorney fees and to regain her old position instead of doing what she calls clerical work. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.